that we head into Friday with more sunshine expected. With a high near 29 on a Friday night, we can expect partly cloudy skies as we head back to about 10 above for a low. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on SuperTalk 1270.
Right now, it's 19.
Get the app called Radio Pup for your iPhone and take us everywhere you go. Bismarck and Mandan's own SuperTalk 1270.
All right, I want to talk about this deal with the foundation, the Parks and Rec people,
the Abraham Lincoln Foundation. Yes. The Ford Abraham Lincoln
Foundation. Is anybody else bugged by the way they're dealing, the way they're handling this whole thing?
It's actually the Ford Abraham Lincoln State Park.
Right. And they're in kind of a flap, and if you heard about it, somebody please explain to me what's going on here. Number 663-1270, Bizman Weekly, SuperTalk 1270. I'm Jim.
I'm Lissa.
And we are married together.
Yes.
Together again for the first time.
We're the Walshes.
Yes, and
basically,
Lissa was very kind and gracious to come in today and sit in with me and hold my hand because I'm catching a cold.
And he didn't get much sleep last night.
I slept, but it was kind of a fitful sleep.
Yeah.
I had these weird dreams where I was back in high school.
Oh, he has those dreams constantly. They're recurring dreams he always has. We've tried to work through them. I've done my best. He never listens.
I'm a straight-A student in college, if I may toot my own horn.
I know.
I'm going back to college. I'm getting my degree. Yet I'm still having these dreams where I'm back in junior high school and I haven't finished the homework assignment. And old Mr. What's-His-Name is going to be upset with me because I didn't do his science project correctly.
It's your pessimistic fear of success.
You think so?
Always.
Fear of success?
Fear of success, yeah.
Okay. You say so.
Yeah. You're always, whenever something good happens, you are always sitting waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well.
Always. It's like, okay, this can't be happening. This isn't my life. Good things don't happen to me. And that's how you feel about it.
The Charlie Brown syndrome.
Is that what it is?
This was like Charlie Brown when Christmas came and he said, well, there's got to be a downside to all of this.
Yes.
It can't be all good.
But you're a pessimist, and it's not one of your most attractive qualities.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
However, I do love you. So,
Foundation.
But anyway, the Fort Abraham Lincoln Foundation, all right, which is headquartered in Mandan,
mm-hmm.
notified the State Parks and Rec Department by letter on Thursday that it no longer wants to provide interpretive programming at the state park. A one-year contract between the park and the foundation to provide those programs expires at the end of last year, now that we're in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
In recent years, the foundation and the park have been working under a series of one-year deals. Earlier, long-term contracts up to 5 years had been the norm, and that seems to be the issue. The issue is, ever since Mark Zimmerman took over as head of Parks and Rec, the contracts have only been for 1 year only.
Right.
Whereas the previous head of the Parks and Rec would actually sculpt out five-year programs, which makes it easier for the foundation to provide that interpretive programming and to change it. When you have it every year, it makes it very difficult. So that's kind of the issue. But the question is, you know, aren't these people like being a little, a little childish and immature and unprofessional?
The whole thing
comes off.
I don't know any of these gentlemen. I don't know Mr. Zimmerman. I don't know any of the Lincoln Foundation people. They do a great job, I know, preserving the old Custer house.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole area is very nicely kept. And it just seems to me, the whole thing strikes me as some kind of schoolyard spat.
Yeah.
It's a grown-up's equivalent of is not, is two. And why only 1 year? They signed these deals for just 1 year?
Ever since Mark Zimmerman took over, that's all it's been.
Just one year?
But before that, they've been five-year deals.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
more
reasonable to me.
They've been contracts for 5 years, and that's kind of part of what the dispute is about, is because, in fact,
1 year's not enough time.
Paul, where is he? Give me a second. You talk while I look.
Now, you're talking about the Abraham Lincoln Foundation guy.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
If I can find him. Oh, Dan Ulmer, who's a foundation board member, said that there's been friction between the foundation and the Parks and Rec Department for a number of years.
Right.
That the Fort Abraham Lincoln State Park is in the process of updating its master plan, which includes adding a new campground and other upgrades if funding is approved by the state legislature for the 2015-16 biennium. But Parks and Rec Department staff, including Director Mark Zimmerman, have met with a Fargo consulting firm on the plan, as well as an advisory committee comprised of former Mandan Mayor Tim Helbling and State Tourism Director Sarah Oat Coleman, among others.
Okay. She's the director.
But they say money seems to be the primary issue in the matter. as well as the differing philosophies between the two entities on how the interpretive programming is handled.
Again, without casting aspersions towards any of these gentlemen or lady, I don't know any of them personally. I don't want to pass judgment on their personal behavior, but the whole thing just strikes me as being, I mean, you really think they would do a better job of getting their ducks in a row on this stuff.
Well, and that they'd at least be able to work together on it. I mean, isn't...
Come on, we're adults here.
If you have a dispute with
someone... State government, for crying out loud.
Shut up, I'm talking.
Okay.
If you have a dispute with someone, you don't just shut them down.
Yeah.
You try to work it out, especially if...
Well, you do in government. You do in the Congress.
Well, yeah.
Fiscal cliff. We don't need no fiscal cliff.
Yeah, right. But anyway, isn't that the way we're supposed to do it? I mean, are we supposed to try to work things out? We're talking about Parks and Rec is... a state governmental entity.
Yeah.
And Fort Abraham Lincoln Foundation is a private entity.
Nonprofit foundation, yeah.
Right. Okay. So wouldn't it be better if they sat down and worked it out rather than saying, hey, I'm not going to let you play with my toys.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be able to play with my toys if
it
you
would
won't.
Be better.
If, you know, I mean, that's just, I'm
one
sorry.
One would think that, wouldn't one?
I would think so. I mean, if they were smaller people, I would put them in separate quarters and until they were really ready to talk it out.
Or maybe force them to shake hands and like one of those movies where they have two people who can't negotiate with each other and they're brought together forcefully. I think they did a Mission Impossible like that one time where they had these two heads of opposing states and they actually brought them together physically, locked them in a room and says, "You guys are not coming out until you strike a deal and stop the war."
Do 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 do. Do, 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 do,
good morning, do, Mr. Phelps. Your mission, should you decide to accept it.
You know, the part of that that always got me, and they finally did this in one of the Tom Cruise movies.
What?
I always wonder what would actually happen if the secretary disavowed the knowledge of their actions. They finally did one of the Mission Impossible movies. I understand they finally did that. They were in a tight spot, and the secretary said, you're on your own.
You're disavowed.
I don't know. I don't know anything about this. Deniability.
Well, it's supposed to be like Michael Weston and Burn Notice. Basically, you get burned.
It's a very good show, by the way.
And, I love Burn Notice, yeah.
I love the girl. What's her name?
In the show or in real life?
Gabriella somebody.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, I've been following her career since.
In the show, it's Fee.
Yeah, Fiona.
Fiona.
She's an Irish girl.
She's an Irish lass.
She's an Irish lassie. She's a fine colleen.
She's a lovely lass.
Shoot up the mountain toy.
You sound like the Lucky Charms, Al.
The old Irishman.
Lucky Charms with, leprechaun.
Well, the old Irishman with the DTs. And the wee little fellas calling at me arm. Anyway. We're being weird this morning.
We are being very weird.
Yeah. So we're not the only people, hopefully, who just find this whole foundation flap to be kind of stupid.
Kind of poopoo toro.
Toro pupu. El toro pupu. Exactly. I was kind of thinking. Well, you're from California, so you're the one who knows all the Espanol.
Not all the Espanol.
Well, you know, that's
muy
obviously.
Muy poquita. Yo hablo Espanol muy poquita.
I basically know one word of Spanish, tequila.
Tequila.
That's all I need to know. You know, walk into any bar in Mexico and go, tequila.
Tequila.
I'm happy, you know. Tequila. So, if somebody could set us straight on this or tell us what's going on here. We need to get some inside sources on this kind of stuff.
Okay.
We need to get like Sherlock Holmes. He had the Baker Street Irregulars. He had these like network of people who knew where all the bodies were buried.
Okay. And how do you suggest
well, we could
we
have
do this?
I don't know. We could have I don't know what we'd have the 12th Street Irregulars.
I don't know.
We have the State Street Irregulars.
The State Street Irregulars.
Yes, yeah, so these inside people, our own deep throat kind of people.
Okay.
Who we could go to on the first floor in the basement of the Capitol building, and the guy would come over and he'd fire up a cigarette, which he's not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And not anymore. And he'd go.
Not within 20 feet.
He'd go, follow the money.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a Haldeman operation. You remember that. It was great.
Uh-huh.
So, number is, we're talking about the foundation and park and rec thing, and we'll get to some other stuff in a minute. But I really would like to know what the real story behind the story is on this.
Because you really believe it's more than just money and it's more than just the contract.
I really get the impression that there's something going on here. There's some kind of personal thing going on here.
Well, I think there's a lot of tension.
Yeah.
They've been having problems communicating, you know. What's that line from the movie?
It's a real tension convention.
No, the other one.
Well, I don't know. What movie?
What, you're no help this morning whatsoever.
From a movie. That
How
really
long
narrows
have
it
we
down.
Been married? Don't you know what I'm thinking by
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah,
good
that movie.
Grief.
That movie that came out in the 20th century, right?
What we have here.
The one they showed in all those.
What we have here.
Is a failure.
Is a failure to communicate.
Well, that was Cool Hand Luke with my buddy Paul Newman.
Yes.
He made that
You're
great.
You're supposed to know these things by now. Good
Hud
grief.
Harper, Hombre, The Hustler. Okay, he had a lot of great movies that start with H. Have you noticed that?
We're going to have to start the training all over again. I mean, seriously.
We're going to have to take a break here.
Okay.
And work this out on our own during the break.
We're going to discuss this dispute like adults.
Yes. Okay. fill us in on this, please, at 663-1270. It's Bizman Weekly, Super Talk 1270.
Accurate news, stimulating talk.
Thank you, Jim and Lissa, and we will continue in just a couple of shakes.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid for it, that's right, I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of GCE Green Coffee.